Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Wild getting the job done against the Butte Irish on Friday and Saturday, winning 2-1 over Butte, and Saturday 6-3. Coming up this weekend, they're going to have a matchup against Great Falls Americans, and that's going to round out the February. And heading into March 1, it'll be Great Falls Americans as well. So Friday, Saturday, Great Falls Americans. And moving into basketball, the Lady Pronghorns getting the job done against Laramie County Community College, 73-41. They're still tied in first place and still have a chance to host postseason there at the Pronghorn Center. Now, however, the men's team fall to Laramie County Community College, 90-80, and still have a chance to place as the 2 seed if they win out. Getting set against Eastern Wyoming College on Wednesday, game time at 5:30 and 7:30. It'll be the last home game, so it's sophomore night. Make sure you're out there and supporting these Lady Pronghorns and Pronghorns this weekend. And moving into some Olympic hockey news, the United States are golden once again after taking down Canada 2-1. The last time was back in 1980. Congratulations to the United States taking down Canada again 2-1 in overtime. So let's take a look at the medal tracker. How's everyone looking? Well, the United States jump up to second with a 33 medal count. Italy with 30, Norway with 41. Norway has 18 gold medals. United States have 12 of those. Norway also has 12 silver, and they've also got 11 bronze. Congratulations, Norway, having a really great Winter Olympics, but so are the United States. Up to 33 in second. And to men's basketball, Michigan State taking down Ohio State 66-60. Wisconsin over Iowa 84-71. And women's basketball is number 2 UCLA. Big win over Wisconsin 80-60. Number 1 UConn over Providence 81-38. South Carolina taking down Ole Miss 85-48. Number 4 Texas over Mississippi State 92-42. Vanderbilt all over Kentucky 81-79. Iowa taking down Michigan 62-44. LSU over Missouri 108-55. And a big matchup, number 11 Oklahoma taking down number 21 Tennessee 100-93. Well, we're going to go into my neck of the woods. As everyone knows, I'm a huge bowler, and something special happened last night in the first major of the year for the PBA. The PBA Players Championships goes to a rookie named Brandon Bonta, but that's not all he did. With the 300 and the Players' Championships, Bonta made big money this weekend with $110,000 for the 23-year-old. Bonta also comes away with the first 300 in 3 years. The last one was Jason Belmonte in the PBA Tour Finals semifinal match against Chris Prather back in Arlington. This time, it was against EJ Tackett, the number one bowler in the world. There has now only been 36 300 televised games. Congratulations to Brandon Bonta, the former Wichita State Shocker. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Horsley with the Basin Radio Network.